Most of the agents didn't care about shit like that. After all, once again, it was the taxpayers' money they were wasting, not their own. The only sound in the room, other than Ross's breathing, came from the electronic equipment. Normally, he wouldn't even notice the quiet hum of a computer or photocopier fans and the background static from LED screens. On an otherwise silent night, alone in a room dedicated to crime, those usually innocuous sounds rose to a disconcerting din. Ross stood up from his mostly undecorated cubicle. Mindy, the round-faced and bouncy receptionist-slash-office-administrator, had left a handmade candy present-slash-decoration at every station before she left earlier that day. It must have taken the woman countless hours to cut the pipe cleaners, twist them around the hard candy wrappers, and then stick them into the styrofoam shapes. Some people got wreaths, and some people got stars. Mindy had given Ross a tree. As far as he could see on the other desks, among those that left their gifts behind, his was the only tree in the bunch. It made Ross feel special. He often wondered if Mindy had feelings for him beyond those of a random colleague. He had to admit that seeing her smiling face sure brought